kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula dito sa Melbourne, si Lee Montajes at si Raymond Pipito mula sa Davao. Maayong adlaw sa inyong tanan.
Maayong adlaw.
May adlaw madayaw, mabuhay everyone.
Yes, mabuhay so, madayaw.
Sa unang pagkakataon, Raymond, maanhi dinhi sa Australia, sa Melbourne, ang kadayawan. Pwede mo sa aming sabihin kung paano nagsimula yung paglalakbay ng kadayawan patungong Melbourne?
Alright, thank you Maridel and SBS Filipino for this opportunity. As to Kadayawan Festival, no, I just want to give a background that I studied at the University of Melbourne as an Australia Award Scholar. And from 2023 to 2024, I was able to be engaged with the Filipino community. Nakita ko yung gano'ng kasaya and gano'ng ka-proactive yung mga Filipino-Australians natin dyan sa Victoria. Because I serve as the president of Filipino-Australian Student Council of Victoria. In those occasions, nakita ko ang dami nating activities in Victoria. But most of the time, these are activities, no, festivals and associations that are Luzon and Visayas. So naghahanap ako ng may Mindanao ba component in Victoria. So nung graduate ako sa University of Melbourne, I did a proposal to the Department of Tourism Region 11 to conduct a roadshow, no, tourism and trade roadshow in Sydney and in Melbourne. And it was supported by DOT 11. So in 2024, September to October, we did a Sydney and Melbourne roadshow. And dun ko kasama si Lee of Motivationally, who has been my partner in bringing Mindanao representation in Australia. So when we had our very first the Wawenyo Fellowship Night at the consulate in Melbourne, so dun yun nag-ignite yung spirit of the Mindanawan sa Wawenyos. Why not we bring Kadayawan, we organize Kadayawan in Melbourne? So that's the start.
So Lee, gaano kahalaga na magkaroon ng slice of Mindanao, particular Davao, dito sa Melbourne?
Why bring Kadayawan like Mindanao to Melbourne? Para sa akin kasi, and for all of us, no, culture should travel with us. And many Filipinos, especially here, siguro sa Australia, are not really familiar with ano ba talaga ang mga events, activities sa Davao, particularly amid the whole Mindanao. Many Filipinos now call Australia home. But our stories, like in the Mindanao in general, traditions and identity remain part of who we are, diba? So Kadayawan gives us an opportunity to share the heritage. Yung heritage with our children, our friends, our colleagues, and of course, the wider Australian community. Union. And of course, Kadayawan in Melbourne, bakit? What is Kadayawan in Melbourne? Bakit nga dito? So Kadayawan in Melbourne is a celebration of the gratitude, culture, and community. Kaya kami ni Raymond, we are really patriotic when it comes to that. Eh. We are very focused on what we want to bring to the table dito sa Australia. We are bringing the spirit of Mindanao to Melbourne through food, stories, music, dance, ano ba, fashion, and business, whilst inviting everyone, Filipino or non-Filo, to celebrate with us.
So marami sa atin, pag January, pumunta tayo sa sinulog, di ba?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Ang sinulog ay sineselebrate natin yung Santo Niño, kung di ako nagkakamali, at pagbibigay pugay sa Santo Niño. Tapos kapag May, Flores de Mayo, kapag karaniwan sa Luzon na nagaganap. Pero meron din sa Visayas.
Yes.
Ano ang natatangi sa Kadayawan?
Yan, gusto ko to. Ano ang natatangi sa Kadayawan? Kasi if you talk about other festivals natin sa Pilipinas, these are greatly influenced by Judeo-Christian tradition. Tama? Religion yung pinag-uusapan natin.
Mm-hmm.
Ang Kadayawan naman, though known sa mga tao pag sinabi mong Davao, Mindanao, prutas, yung nakuuna, durian, no, pomelo, lanzones, rambutan.
Yes.
But the beautiful thing about Kadayawan is it's all about people. No? Davao City is celebrating Kadayawan because of its 11 ethnolinguistic groups, yung 11 tribes natin. Davao Region, meron kaming 15 na ethnolinguistic groups. In Mindanao, mas marami pa. So what's beautiful about Kadayawan is we are true to our tagline in the tourism that diversity is our beauty. We're celebrating our people. And sa people na yan, we see the synergy of the relationship of the people with it, with the environment and nature when we have the fruitful harvest, no? Of the durian, the lanzones, of the pomelo, but at the same time, of the protection of the environment. Talk about binibida natin yung agila natin. And of course, a reverence to our historical figures who fought for Davao and who fought for Mindanao, like Dato Bako. These are beautiful symbols of Filipino resiliency and strength, but at the same time, celebrating the uniqueness of our people coming together as one. That's why dito sa Davao right now, we're celebrating Kadayawan, Kadayawan as one, no? Hiniusa or unity, kumbaga ba. And I guess it's very timely also, Maridel, that we bring Kadayawan to Australia. We see the love of Australians for Aboriginals, for First Nation people. And these have been going, no, discussions when I was there sa 2023 until now, to the present 2026, yung pagpapahalaga sa kultura. And this is a taste of Davao and a taste of Mindanao on how rich our culture is and how diverse the people coming together celebrating as well.
I'd just like to add to that, Maridel. Feel na feel mo yung how much we love Davao and the whole Mindanao. And there was a just a sequel to that, what Raymond is saying. What makes this Kadayawan different from other Filipino festivals in Australia? This was a common question. This is a common question na tinatanong sa amin. So just to make it short and simple, we're not simply recreating a festival po. We are creating an experience. Guests can taste Mindanao, hear its stories, you know, experience its dances, discover businesses and artisans, and finish the evening with colors of Mindanao. Like, it is a culture you can see, taste, hear, and feel. That's how beautiful the event is all about.
So, para sa mga hindi Bisaya, ano ang ibig sabihin o kahulugan ng Kadayawan sa Tagalog o Filipino?
Kadayawan means good. Kadayawan means beautiful. So if we say mabuhay, say welcome, long live, and we say madayaw, it's from the word madayaw, that's why Kadayawan, we're celebrating beauty, you know? And that's very in line with the tourism tagline and brand of Davao region, as diversity is our beauty. So Kadayawan really is celebrating the beauty of the people, beauty of nature, beauty of the environment, beauty of culture and heritage. So we would love to share and bring that beauty.
So, sa araw na ito, ito ba ay parang isang, sabihin natin, Saturday market or Sunday market ng mga taga Davao sa Melbourne? Ganun ba ang vibe niya?
More than market, kasi yun lang nga, no? I would like to share the segment sana, Maridel, of ano mangyayari on August 29. So, there are three major segments of the Kadayawan in Melbourne. The first is the Stories of Mindanao. So, these are panel discussions. It's divided in two sessions, no? Ang unang-una, pinag-uusapan natin yung kagikan or the origin of the Mindanao in Australia. Beautiful ng Kadayawan is that we're not just talking about Davao, we're bringing Mindanao on spotlight. So there's what we call kagikan. So we have panelists who are thought leaders na Davaoenos who are also making impact in Australia. So we're excited to bring example, Miss Ruth Roa, Miss Terry Kane. No, these are very active individuals when it comes to community development, not only in Victoria, but even giving back to Mindanao even up today. No? So we're talking about stories, kagikan, and we also want to talk about the victories of the Davaoenos Australians who are part of the second generation. So these are the victories, Kadaugan. That's the second segment. So we're talking all about stories of Mindanao. In the afternoon, the segment is flavors and rhythms of Mindanao. Then the afternoon, may tinatawag tayong Tigi Kusina or a Kusina Challenge, wherein we're going to showcase at least two, no, na mga Mindanao chefs who are also doing a great thing, great works in Melbourne. And we would love to share, you know, the flavors of Mindanao through their culinary exposition and the desserts that they're going to share to the audience and to the public.
May durian ba sa lutuin?
Looking forward. So, titignan natin. So we're going to feature, for example, we have Chef Richie, Chef Joseph will be joining us, no? As our featured chefs in the afternoon for flavors of Mindanao. So this is our dessert. And we look forward for the future of Kadayawan festivals in Australia. Mas marami pa tayo matatap, no, ng mga Filipino chefs and non-Filipino chefs joining this category, the flavors of Mindanao. The rhythms of Mindanao will highlight multicultural dances. No? We already have 5 Filipino-Australian associations who will be presenting their Filipino dances inspired by the Mindanao tribes. And there will be part of the Mindanao, Indak sa Kadayawan showcase. And also, we cannot have a floral float parade, so we intended to have the Pamulak, or celebration of flowers, by individuals, muse and prince of each organization, no, to represent them during the parade. And of course, ang maganda dito, Maridel, we're not just having Filipino-Australians coming and celebrating Kadayawan. We have at least 5 international communities in Australia, such as Africans, the Kiwis of New Zealand, the Vietnamese, the Chinese, Indonesians, joining us for the Kadayawan in Melbourne. So, kita natin
as well.
Multicultural. And sa gabi, wherein Lee will be directing the colors of Mindanao, we'll be showcasing the textiles, the fabrics, the hand-woven, no, clothes and beadworks of our women and cultural artisans from Mindanao. And these are also the beneficiaries of my Australia Awards na re-entry action plan. So this is a form of giving back and a form of bridging together Mindanao and Melbourne as a whole. Ito yung gusto ng DFAT, eh, the Department of Foreign Affairs of Australia and the Embassy of the Australia in the Philippines, to connect and foster the people-to-people relationship. And Kadayawan in Melbourne is an instrument to bridge Mindanao and the greater Australia in general. Yeah.
So Lee, matagal ka na sa Australia, di ba? Dugay ka na din, eh.
Dugay na, yes. So,
nakita mo siguro yung pagbabago ng impression ng mga tao sa Mindanao. Kasi nung lumalaki ako, nung una ako dito sa Australia, pag sinabi mong Mindanao, no-go zone. Hindi ka pwede pumunta doon, magulo. So, ano yung nakita mo mga pagbabago na nakita ng mga tao na di taga Mindanao sa Mindanao? Kasi di ba ikaw, taga Mindanao ka, alam mo na pag sinabing Mindanao, hindi naman yung buong Mindanao delikado, di ba? Tapos may ganun talagang kakabit. So, paano mo nakita yung mga, o may nakita ka na bang pagbabago?
Well, matagal na ako may nakita ng pagbabago. Ano? Everyone is actually united. At saka, very inclusive. Yun ang na-feel ko, even if I just go to Davao. Ngayon nga, I'm wearing Duao Davao. Eh. This was the Kadayawan in 2024. Ang shirt ko. Ganun ako ka, ano talaga, love the love ko ang Davao and the whole Mindanao. At akala ko dati din, di ba, na, naku, nakakatakot yan. It could be this religion to another religion to whatever. Pero sa Mindanao, I've been telling all my non-fellow friends na pag nandun ka sa Davao or the whole Mindanao, if you tour around, you feel like, wow, napaka-inclusive. You feel that you belong. Yes, there are different tribes and different whatever religion, whatever it is, but must you feel at home?
Bubuhayin ng mga kapwa Dabawenyo ang spirit of Kadayawan in Victoria. But more so, gusto ko lang balikan, Maridel, no? Thank you for pointing that out, na karamihan sa mga Filipinos and even non-Filipinos, sa to say, kapwa Pilipino natin magsasabi na delikado sa Mindanao, they still have that misconception about Mindanao. And that's a very struggle, no? Isa yan sa mga malalaking struggle namin when we do a trade mission abroad, when we try to promote and better the image of the Philippines abroad. Kasi may mga travel advisory pa. Sabi mo pa ka, no-go zone. Yun. And we're so happy that through this advocacy that we're having, bridging Mindanao to Victoria, the international arrivals, no, of our foreign guests from Australia are rising, increasing from time to time. You will see that Australia ranks 5th, no, as the number 5 sa mga foreign arrivals or international guests natin dito sa Davao, no, if you look at the Davao International Airport statistics. And if you look at also deep closely sa numero na yan, these are people, Filipino Australians and their families and their friends, particularly from Victoria. So malaking numero ng Victorians, na Australians, are flying to Davao, exploring Mindanao. And this is the message that we want to send out, no? That we have this connotation and misconception about Mindanao. But the best ambassadors to tell the people that we have a beautiful island called Mindanao, that we have a city which is booming and telling you that life is here, such as Davao, is tayo mismo mga Pilipino. And I guess the best ambassadors of this are the Kapwa Dabawenyo Australians who are now living in Victoria. And we're pushing for this, and we look forward, no, that this kind of advocacy will be joined by the greater Filipino communities na meron tayo.
Kita-kita ta, mag sa Jata sa 29th ng August sa Kadayawan. Daghang salamat, Raymond and Lee.
Thank you, Marida. Thank you, everyone. See you in Kadayawan, 29 August 2026.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.